Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Ladies and gentlemen, I've said to you over and over that we're never going to win this fight against the left unless we digest what we're fighting against. You can't win a battle tactically if you don't understand the contours and terrain features of the battle you're fighting and the terrain you're fighting on. The left hates you. Not all Democrats. The left. The radical left. They view you as subjects. Just listen to the way they talk about you. The smellies, the deplorables, the Walmart people. You see it in this condescending, snide tone Peppermint Patty up at the White House briefing room has. You see it in the way Biden condescendingly whispers to you as if you're an idiot and you need to hear it in a low tone because he's some kind of, you know, academic behemoth who's going to explain it to you. The guy's a rotting bag of bones with the IQ of a four-year-old, and he's whispering to you like you're an idiot. I've never seen a piece sum it up better than this at the American Mind, Spencer Clavin. Title of the piece, Jen Psaki hates you because she does. I want you to listen to every bit of this. Quote, we are ruled over by a cabal of solipsists who feel outraged that the regressive pigs in flyover country express any opinions at all about the fruits of their labor, about the security of their nation, and about the health of their bodies. Their response is that we should just lower expectations for affordable food, that we should, quote, welcome competition from a rapidly arming China, and, quote, follow the advice of health experts on the pain of unemployment. Who could forget the treacly grin with which Psaki invited us to, quote, stay tuned for Biden's forthcoming vaccine decree? Can't warn you in strong enough terms the growing danger of this radical left brigade. I'm not talking about all Democrats, because I refuse to do what they do to us. Then I'd be embracing the very same ideology that they're all bad people with ideas. And I refuse to believe that. The radical far left, though, that tells us they hate us, believe them. Please believe them. Remember Psaki about inflation and the Washington Post and others talking about how it's basically all your fault because you just got a lot of money and you're going to buy stuff? Oh, shame on you. Washington Post, New York Times, you better lower your expectations, you dumb Americans. Remember when we expressed concern about the hypersonic missile? Psaki's response, we should welcome the competition. From China trying to nuke us, you idiot? Are you always this stupid? Here's a perfect example right here. Here's Joe Biden from yesterday. Just openly, brazenly lying that his $3.5 trillion bankruptcy bill we have no money for is somehow free and is actually a tax cut? Check this out.
Cost of the Build Back Better bill in terms of adding to the deficit is zero. 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 Because we're going to pay for it all. In addition to that, half of it is a tax cut.
I can't. It's, again, we have to go back to the Bezmenov KGB defector video from the early 80s. We play a lot on the show. I think it's actually earlier than that. When the KGB defector was talking about how stupid liberals are in the United States, how they're useful idiots, and how when they're programmed, you can't possibly tell them the truth. You can walk them to the concentration camps and they won't believe it. These people are idiots. It is true. If you believe this, that this $3.5 trillion bill costs zero, you are an imbecile. There's an easy way to prove to you that Joe Biden's lying. I know to the conservatives, I know you think, why are you wasting our time? We know Joe Biden's lying. How do we know Joe Biden's lying? Because his mouth's moving. But you will need to argue this with your leftist friends because they are programmed imbeciles and useful idiots. You've probably heard Joe's going to cringe right now. Where am I going with this? How many times have we heard about the Clinton surplus, right? Joe's like, oh my God, Clinton. This is like the bete noir for me. I can't stand the Clinton surplus. Just put in a search engine Clinton surplus, and you will see useful idiot liberals sitting there talking about, man, we got to get back to the surplus years. So I just went to Statista. It's not a partisan site. It's a statistics site, statista.com. And I put in national debt of the United States by year. So here are the Clinton years, including a year before and a year after there, from 92, excuse me, to 2000. These are the Bill Clinton years. I want you to notice the national debt by year. Again, it's not a political site, just a statistics site. When he got in office, it was 4064.62. It's 4 trillion, obviously. It was then 4411 4692 4973. These are all in trillions. 5224 5513 5526 5656 5674. You'll notice there was a pattern in those numbers, Joe. What is that pattern? Do they go up or down? They go up every single year. Every single year Bill Clinton was in office, the national debt went up. So how were we running a surplus if we continue every year to owe more money? If you were running a surplus in your household that had $100,000 in debt and ran a $20,000 surplus, the next year your debt would be 80 because the surplus would be factored into your debt. How is it that Bill Clinton ran a surplus and the debt went up every single year? The answer is because liberals are imbeciles. It's true. And they believe Clinton ran a surplus. It's not true. It's a fake story. They used your Social Security money and they pretended it was a surplus. It's as simple as that. It is no more complicated than that. Clinton ran a deficit every single year. Why am I bringing this up now? Because liberals, useful idiots again, will continue to tell you that this plan won't add anything to the deficit, which is absurd. It spends $3.5 trillion. So here's the challenge. The national debt in 2020 was $26,945 billion. The national debt in 2021 is $28,428 billion. Now, I guarantee you, next year, if this passes, this $3.5 trillion bankruptcy bill, that the national debt will go up in an equivalent amount of about $3 trillion or whatever the amount the bill is. I guarantee you, you will see it next year on the public debt of the United States. It doesn't matter. Your liberal friends, you can pick up your phone, go to Statista, put Erin Duffin in there, public debt of the United States, and you will show them. If it didn't cost anything, why do we owe more money? You idiot. Here it is on my phone. And you probably don't want to call them an idiot, especially if they're your friend. But you get the point. You could say it in your head. It doesn't matter. They'll go, you can't do math. You're a racist. Critical race theory. Because these are stupid people. This is not hard. These people do nothing but lie to you all the time. Be proud. Chest out, chin up, that you are not on the side of the delusional, useful idiot left. And no matter how difficult things get, you are always telling yourself the truth. The national debt went up in the Trump years. The national debt went up in the Bush years. The national debt went up in the Clinton years. And the national debt went up in the Obama years. No one has run a surplus in decades. Doesn't matter what you say to them. But maybe there's a third party listening who will realize that your liberal friend is in fact a moron. Maybe he's listening going, wow, that guy John, the conservative, is right. If Biden said it costs nothing, then how come we owe more money? If Bill Clinton ran a surplus, how come we owed more money every year? That guy sounds right. Math. Tried it once.
More in a minute, but first.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. You know, again, why do leftists feel this way? Why are they always constantly lying to you? And why do we constantly use shows like this to provide you with the facts and data points to fight back? That's the purpose here. Notice I don't just rail about stuff. I give you the evidence. I showed you the national debt every year so you can accurately fight back. That's the point of this show, to not just be right, but be able to explain why we're right. Well, the left is always wrong. They're wrong about everything. And they're wrong because of people like this. This is a clown who works at Media Matters. It's a conspiracy theory blog that people openly laugh at, even people on the left. This guy, Andrew Lawrence, Goobox, he works at Media Matters. Here's him tweeting last night about my appearance on Fox News. Thank you for all the feedback. I was on with Will Cain last night on Fox News Primetime. A lot of great feedback. I unloaded on these vaccine mandates and my ongoing beef with Cumulus. And Andrew Lawrence said, on Fox News, which has a vaccine mandate, Fox host Dan Bongino, who is subject to that vaccine mandate, threatens to quit his job over other jobs' vaccine mandate. Here we go again with the Fox has a vaccine mandate. Here is left-wing Mediaite. That's right, left-wing. This is not a right-leaning site at all. They cover the media. Here is a quote from Mediaite. Fox News does not have a mandate, but it has some strict protocols in place. Again, Andrew Lawrence, it doesn't matter. Andrew, he's a liar. This guy's been called out on so many. You have to understand, folks, he doesn't care that he gets called out on lying. So, but showing you how the ecosystem works, it's not just about poking fun at an obvious loser, Andrew Lawrence, right? The point here is to show you, look at some of the replies to the post too, how people believe there's a vaccine mandate at Fox. It's a totally, completely, 100% made up story. There is no mandate to get vaccinated to work at Fox. I don't know what to tell you. It's been acknowledged by every sane person out there. They're just making the story up. But here's a couple of people on Twitter, lefties, who just, again, they're like, here's Dan Bongino on a network that has a vaccine mandate. So when, and here's another guy. So when exactly did Fox employees stand up to the mandate of their employer? Here we go. And you wonder why every day I wake up thinking, what kind of liberal stupidity am I going to have to challenge today? Really, I'm not kidding. It doesn't matter how many people discredit the story. They will continue with the story to discredit people who are trying to fight the good fight. I'm doing this because I believe in this. Your body is yours. Do not be cowed by the left. You are perfectly within your right as a free thinking human being. Bless God gave you your body, not the state. You are not a ward of the state. Gave you your body. He gave you your brain. You are free to question this vaccine in any way you wish. You are free to ask why its efficacy went down. You are free to ask if a booster works or doesn't. You are free to ask why you need two shots. You are free to ask how mRNA works. You are free to ask if mRNA works. You are free to ask all of it. And we should not capitulate to the left with this, well, I'm not anti-vax. I said, I'm not saying that anymore. You know what? One day a vaccine may come out and the vaccine may be terrible. And you may be anti that vax. Don't fall into their trap. They were anti-vax. They were the ones screaming, I'm not taking the Donald Trump vaccine. It's poison. I'm not doing it. These fools, these people, you owe them nothing. You owe them nothing. Zero. You ask questions. Do not be afraid.
God, man, do not leave.
Perfect time. My favorite line from Braveheart. Remember when they're fleeing the battlefield? Stop, man. Do not flee. Don't flee. I'm with you. There are a lot of other people, a lot more influential than me, that are with you too. Don't be afraid.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcasts.